On Her Majesty's Secret Service by Ian Fleming. Read by David Tennant. Chapter 1. Seascape with Figures. It was one of those Septembers when it seemed that the summer would never end. The 5-mile promenade of Royal Les Eaux, backed by trim lawns, emblazoned at intervals with tricolour beds of salvia, alyssum and lobelia, was bright with flags, and, on the longest beach in the north of France, the gay bathing tents still marched prettily down to the tide line in big money-making battalions. Music, one of those lilting accordion waltzes, blared from the loudspeakers around the Olympic-sized piscine, and from time to time, echoing above the music, a man's voice announced over the public address system that Philippe Bertrand, aged 7, was looking for his mother, that Yolande Lefebvre was waiting for her friends below the clock at the entrance, or that a Madame Dufour was demanded on the telephone. From the beach, particularly from the neighbourhood of the 3 playground enclosures, Joie de Vivre, Ilio and Azure, came a twitter of children's cries that waxed and waned with the thrill of their games, and, farther out, on the firm sand left by the now distant sea, the shrill whistle of the physical fitness instructor marshalled his teenagers through the last course of the day. It was one of those beautiful, naive seaside panoramas for which the Brittany and Picardy beaches have provided the setting and inspired their recorders, Boudin, Tissot, Monet, ever since the birth of plages and bains de mer more than 100 years ago. To James Bond, sitting in one of the concrete shelters with his face to the setting sun, there was something poignant, ephemeral about it all. It reminded